Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, a public enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame scene says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 227 for Master UJS Radio, only UJSForLife.com. Got a special guest tonight. It's the homie Never of Lowdown and Minority Militia. You also might remember on various Darkroom familiar releases. He was in the movie Veteranos, the soundtrack, but most notably, what some of you might not even recognize is the fact that he's got a Guinness World Record. You know what I'm saying? Minority Militia, the largest rap group, I think it's 124 members. It's a record that still hasn't been broken to date. I think it was set in 2001, if I'm not mistaken. He's going to be calling in here shortly. Got some new music from him. He's got a brand new album called Al Qaeda. It's just fucking, I mean, if you know anything about, you know what I'm saying, Never's music, his production, I mean, it's just brutal. You know what I'm saying? His production has always been hardcore. You know, I mean, he's known for throwing some funk in there and you know what I'm saying, making some party music as well. But when it comes to just brutal, hard street shit, man, that's what he's known for. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats work with him over the years. Of course, Young Droop, Lil Wino, you know, ALG. I mean, there's so many people. There's so many cats in, you know what I'm saying, Lowdown. There's so many cats in Minority Militia. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get off into one of his songs real quick. I had the opportunity of reviewing, you know, a few of his albums back in the day. I actually reviewed Minority Militia that made it into the Guinness Book. And I remember he sent me a plaque. It was like this poster. It was made out of wood. It was heavy as shit. You know what I'm saying? But he signed it. You know, he sent it to me like 99, 2000, something like that. I don't know. I still got it to this day. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Never, one of the real ones, one of the few real ones in this game, that's for sure. We'll be talking to him shortly. Mag J will be calling in soon. Meanwhile, check this out. This is off his new album, Al Qaeda. You need to go get that shit. Name of this song is called My Philosophy. We're going to check this one out, and we'll be right back right here. Murder Mass Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
I'm a low down and dirty, rotten motherfucker, and everybody knows that I ain't no sucker. Check it out, baby boy, I'm fatter than happy, off dope for a few years, you're so proud of your daddy. Now I'm a brand new man, do what I can, I'm striving. Keep me in your prayers, son, the west coast is riding. So to all y'all haters that counted me out, thought I was washed up. Puto, shut your mouth, boy, I'm gifted. Now it's harder for me to get with, I'm lifted. Already made sure I was on the guest list. You better watch out who the hell you mess with, cause I don't want nobody all up in my business.
I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. That fat ass pig needs to get the hell off of me. I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. But I ain't gonna be the one to share my philosophy. We're all in the same game, different levels, we're all dealing with the same hell. Different devils, been a long, hard road. It's time, gotta get that cash flow. Number one, major league certified asshole. OGs wearing white beaters, blokes and jeans. Still on the mic for all them low down dope fiends. Boy, I warned ya, ain't no fucking with this soldier. Representing Northern California. I was walking down the hallway here inside your home. Everybody's sleeping, creeping, I'm in the zone. Then I found me some jewelry, an iPad and a laptop. That ain't shit, you should have seen what my dad got. Two guns and a pound of that yayo. Chronic hella cash, got my pops on the payroll. Either way, me and him are escaping. Let's not turn this little robbery into a home invasion. I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. That fat ass pig needs to get the hell off of me. I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. But I ain't gonna be the one to share my philosophy. I ran out of fucks and bucks, I'm nuts. Even the man in the mirror can't stand my guts. I'm a loser, drug user, alcohol abuser. Normally in the backseat of a cruiser. See, some of the things that we do are scandalous, and some of y'all just ain't really gonna understand this. He was my best friend, he died in my arms, and I'm the one that had to go and tell his mom. I wish I had a wish that I could wish for. This world don't know what they in for. You and me and the devil makes three. Come and ride with me, come and see the other side with me. West Coast and the war never stop, folks. There ain't never been a truth, it was a hoax. So when you rolling through the streets of California, ayy, all them dirty little hoes, you can send them my way. I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. That fat ass pig needs to get the hell off of me. I'm headed to the front, ain't no stopping me. I've been here for a month, give me my property. It's funny when I'm drunk, cops on top of me. But I ain't gonna be the one to share my philosophy.
Yeah, it's episode 227. You just heard Never, you know what I'm saying, with my philosophy of his new album, Al Qaeda. I'm telling you, you're going to see a review of it at UGSForLife.com very shortly. Hell of a fucking album. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I'm gonna bring him on right now. This is the homie Never. Man, first off, how you doing, brother?
How you been, man?
Oh man, I've been doing real, real good, man. Just you know, we've been trying to knock out these shows. You know, we definitely want to have you on much, much sooner. What you been up to, man? You obviously you've been recording this album.
I was trying to reach out to you, but I was just trying to make sure I had something done first. You know what I mean? Something new. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, this shit's fine. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you kept it authentic to you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go back and you catalog, you're going to hear, I mean, of course, you know, you're going to hear 2015 music, but you're also going to hear that classic Never sound. How important is that to you, especially in a day and age when most of the music is just garbage out now?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I like it when people are, you know, a lot of people, they're like, certain people sound like this person, and I just like having my own sound, you know what I mean? And that meant a lot to me, because it's like you said, everything's, you know, it's garbage out there, everything's flooded, and, you know, and it's like, I think, to me, like, the main thing now, it's all about material, you know what I mean? Anybody can put out 12 albums a year, but now it's all about, since there's so many people out there doing stuff, it's all about the material, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And what people don't know is, you know what I'm saying, you contributed a lot to the game yourself. You know, at the time when Master P was just killing the game on the charts, you guys was really the only label that was rival in what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? You guys were dropping, you know, a large amount of albums per year. Independently, you know what I'm saying? At that time, let's go back a little where we get, you know, to where we are today. But at that time, describe what the atmosphere was like over at Dog Day with everybody.
You know what I mean? I always liked Dog. You know, I had problems with Dog Day later, but the reason I hooked up with Dog Day was because, you remember that 11.5 A1 Yola album? I remember seeing that ad. I remember seeing that ad everywhere, so much that I got sick of seeing it. And that was through Dog Day, you know, and that's good promotions. You know what I mean? When you see it that many times and you're sick of seeing it, then you know they're doing some good promotions. So, you know what I mean? I kind of like that avenue of it, and the Minority Militia and having all the groups and all that stuff, so.
But you just didn't have a group. I mean, you had the biggest rap group in the history of rap music. Got a Guinness Book. You got in the Guinness Book of World Records, as I was telling everybody. How difficult was that for you to get in? What exactly did you get in for, so everybody knows?
Yeah, well, we own the largest rap group in the world, which is 124 artists, producers, you know, musicians. And it took, you know, it was kind of a, I was going through the 2001 book, and as far as when it came to rap, all it had was like, you know, like the fastest rapper and a couple other things. And so, you know, I wrote them a letter. They're based out of London. And I just told them, you know, to get to the rap culture, you know, and just to put more stuff in, you know, as far as rap into the Guinness book. So I created a new category, and it took like a year and a half, but, you know, they had to make sure I was signed with a label, make sure we had worldwide distribution, and had to verify that all those artists and producers were on the double CD. So, but I mean, it was pretty, I always wanted to be in the Guinness Book, so it meant a lot to me, you know what I mean? And we're still the record holders. No one's broke it yet, so.
Yeah, that's 15, going on 15 years. And, you know what I'm saying, what's crazy about it is, like you said, no one's fucked with it since. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for you guys to do that, you know, independently, Master P wasn't even doing that shit. I think Down South Hustlers, you know, what, had maybe like 50 people on it, if that.
Right.
Maybe 30, 40. I mean, here you got 124. But what's different, you know, we put out a compilation ourselves in 2011, but it's a compilation. Yours wasn't a compilation. Yours was a group album, because you had multiple artists on each track. It wasn't like everybody was just submitting tracks and you're putting something together. This was actually, you guys were all working together. What was the studio session for this album? How many motherfuckers would you cram into the studio for this shit?
Yeah, luckily my good homie Big Vic, you know, we had the studio at his pad at the time. And yeah, I was pretty much, when it came to the album, I was there in the studio every day, all day, you know what I mean? And it was, we got the sound booth, we could record. Yeah, it was fun, good memories of anything, you know.
Yeah, I remember on the covers, you know, the first album, and it's just everybody's head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just crazy. You had so many fucking heads on the album cover, right? And I'm like, I already knew you, because I had already, I think, reviewed a couple of your other projects. But when I heard this album, I'm like, or when I saw the cover, like, man, this is crazy. I gotta check this shit out. Then the next one comes out. It's a double disc. That's the one you got Guinness, the People's Army, I believe. There was more heads on the fucking cover. A lot more fucking heads. I think it was to 100.
Yeah, I had to take all those pictures too. You know what I mean? I took every one of those stupid pictures that were on there. So now it goes when it's, you know, we gotta use our own resources. So I had to do, you know, photographers / promoters / every, you know how we do
everything.
Everything.
I mean, the album cover alone had to have been a painstaking process.
Right.
You know, I mean,
actually, I had someone else do the cover, luckily, but yeah. I took the pictures, but I didn't actually do the cover, you know what I mean? The artwork.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Now, the album, of course, you know, we got attention for it in the Murder Dog. Was it recognized, you know, it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, which how many rappers can say that they're in there? You know, I mean, you're in there with people like Master P. You know, what other kind of attention did you get for it, though? I felt that it should have been all over the place, but it was terribly slept on.
Yeah, I wish I could have done more with it. But I mean, I think the best thing I could do, got out of it, I guess, was being able to use the logo. Because, you know, you can pay, but you could legally, once you're a record holder, you could use the logo on anything. So to me, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, I could put it on any, you know, any promotion that we're doing, I could throw the logo on there. You know what I mean? But yeah, I didn't really get a lot of super exposure.
You got the logo
to
use anytime you want. So that's dope. You know?
Right.
Well, at least you got to worry. At least you're not Jared. He can't use Subway's logo no more, right?
Yeah.
So you're good. You know, but that, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, that's any album you put out, you can slap that logo on there, and you earn that right for the rest of your life. Now, if somebody breaks it, never, are you gonna try to re-break it?
Yeah.
You try to reclaim the record. I don't see anybody doing it, to be honest with you. Right now, what's lacking in hip hop, I think, is shit like that. You know, but I mean, you really took a chance and said, you know what, I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna step outside the box. You know, what inspired you to do that?
As far as what, on the Al Qaeda album?
The Minority Militia.
Oh, the Minority Militia. Yeah. Well, it's just like I always hear people talking about unity and all these people talking about unity, and no one's doing it. It seems like everybody was already only down for their own town. And, you know, which, nothing wrong with that. I guess you could do that. But I liked it because I knew all these people. And people were talking about unity, I was doing it. I was heading to these cities and recording all these people that I had met through the years. And, you know what I mean? People talk about shit. I do it. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure I was able to do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, hell of a fucking project. But you put out literally dozens of projects, you know, going back. When was the first Lowdown project? Early 90s, no?
Early 90s. The very first album was a cassette, Coming Up and At You. It was our first one. And then, you know, it was like no recording studio, nothing, just live takes, you know? If you fuck up, you go right back, you know? Start over, you know? But then, you know, this episode was the next Lowdown one, which we definitely started hitting more studios, and it was a little cleaner. You know, when I found out about, you know, you're just learning all the little stuff, you know, and so it was kind of learning process.
Yeah. And, you know, your production is, like I was telling people, it's just brutal, you know what I'm saying? When did you learn to produce, you know, what got you into that side of the rap game?
Well, I guess back in the days, I did producers. So I was rapping all these instrumentals, you know, Rodney and Joe Cooley instrumentals. And I was like, you know, I wanted to rap on some original stuff. So I guess started with a little tiny, I think it was like a 606 Roland drum machine, you know. And, you know, little by little, I got better equipment and better beats, and, you know what I mean? And then.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, but it's you know what I'm saying, you've elevated to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, here you are in 2015, you haven't put out an album in a minute, I think since Life of Crime, if I'm mistaken. Yep. Now you got this album, Al Qaeda, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look at what's going on in the world right now, you know what I'm saying? Do you want to have drones spying on you? Why did you name your album Al Qaeda?
I don't mind the drones coming around because I figure, you know, everybody's in this digital age. If they want to watch you or listen to you, they could do that anyway. That's how I look at it. And I feel like I've been labeled for so many years. You know what I mean? I figure with Al Qaeda, I guess, you know, being able to call my album whatever I want. But you hear the album. There's nothing to do with terrorism or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. You know, it's definitely controversial. I mean, I'll put it this way. Back in the day, if I was going to the record store, Coconuts, or with Music Land, whatever the fuck.
Right.
And I saw that album cover, I'd have to get it. I have to be like, man, this shit, you know, it's going to be brutal. And it's packed full of all kinds of music, though, man. It's not just hard street shit. It's also,
right.
You know, and you got some stuff for the club. A wide variety. Has that always been important to you?
Yeah, very, very much. I hate, you know, I guess learning from my own mistakes. You know, I could go back and listen to certain albums and be like, you know, I kind of kept it on a certain, you know, like we kept it on this, how's the word, like I would only talk about certain subjects, where now I want to be able to touch different people, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to have every song where if you don't like this song, check the next one because you might like that one, you know what I mean? Where everyone's different, you know, every beat different, every, you know, where they each have substance, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about money, and I'm not talking about, because I don't have money. I don't rap about that shit. You know, I rap about real life stuff, and you know, that means a lot.
The pain, the struggle, the constant grind. I mean, we appreciate that. Us ones that really like the music, the shit that's out now. I don't even know what they're talking about. I can't relate to it. It's almost like they're phasing us old dinosaurs out. Like I was saying, they're trying to get rid of us. It seems. Like, they're trying to get rid of testosterone. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit too much estrogen going around these days. I don't know what the fuck happened, but, you know.
Yeah, you're lying about that.
Mac J out of St. Louis, he's here. Mac, you're on with Never.
What's going on, man? Sorry, I'm running a little late.
It's okay, I was late, too.
It better
Hell
late than
yeah.
never.
You know?
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. No, but we, you know, you produced a shitload of beats, man. What does it take for you to be able to get in the zone? Can you just sit down and is it automatic or?
Yeah, well, it's like luckily, like when there's times I'm writing and I'm like not in a creative mood for writing, so I sit down and I make a beat. You know, it's almost like a bite. Whenever I'm not feeling one, I do the other one. So you know, I'm like just. Kind of balances it out, you know. When I don't feel like writing, I sit down, and make a beat, you know what I mean, and vice versa, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Tell everybody about this Al Qaeda album. We're gonna go into another track here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? When did you start working on it?
About a year and a half ago, I was. You know, I was already ready to quit, like many times I've given up. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, I didn't do all this for nothing. And I was like, and I still had it in me, you know, even though I'm, you know, a little older, but I was like, I feel like I didn't do all this for nothing. You know, so I was just that's what kind of like kept me hungry enough to make this album, you know?
That's, man, you hit the nail on the fucking head. That everybody always asks why you still, fucking around with rap, especially now, you know, with the way it is.
Right.
And I keep telling people I need my pound of flesh. I can't have done all this shit for nothing, just like you said.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Like you and I and rap fanatics, you know what I mean? I love rap and I feel like rap is, but I feel a lot of people don't even like rap anymore. And you know, it might sound grandiose, but maybe I want people to like rap. You know what I mean? Because I love rap.
Yeah.
It's all I know. You know, people hear all this garbage on the radio, all this, you know, computer made crap. Or, you know what I mean? And that's what that, and don't get me wrong, that they're allowed to do that. And I'm sure they're selling a lot of, you know, getting a lot of downloads. But I just don't like that music. You know what I mean? I feel like it gives rap a bad name, you know?
Yeah, like it's almost tearing down the building blocks and the foundation. And that's why we do this show, because we, you know, once Murder Dog kind of, you know, got up out of there, there was a huge void for cats like yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's very important for us to keep this going, because there's not many people out there doing this shit.
I think the way you guys are, this is an awesome outlet, too, because, you know, like you said, you're keeping those doors open, you know?
We're keeping them open for Little Wino, too. We want him to come on the show. We got to wrap it up with that fool. What's he up to these days?
He's out there. He's in Delaware right now. He's out there working. He's a culinary. He does cooking and stuff. But he says he wants to come back out here and do some stuff. So I'm looking for, you know, I'm trying to get him out here, you know. But, you know, he's doing the work thing. So
that's what's up.
He's always ready to do another album.
Plenty of
that was one of the things me and him always said. We're like, no matter how old we get, we ain't going to retire. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. We're 60. We're still going to be repping.
Yeah. I mean, if the talent, you know what I'm saying, is something that's never going to leave. And the music you've made is timeless. You know what I'm saying? You could put on the shit you did, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s or early 2000s, and it's still relevant today. It's killing what's going on today. That's why I love this album, Al-Qaeda, because, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of that same grit, raw emotion. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give them ghetto economics, man. You're talking about, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit in this song. Tell everybody about this song, Ghetto Economics.
Yeah, Ghetto Economics, that's the free song I gave out to everybody to let everybody know that, you know, I hadn't put nothing out in years, so I was letting people know I'm still in the game. And, you know, just talking about how, you know, I went through, you know, rehabilitation for, you know, drug rehab, and I got into my feelings and tried to start taking those again. So, yeah, the song's about, you know, about how, you know, that's one of the biggest money makers in the world is pills. You know, we talk about coke and heroin and all this stuff, but really, let's do the math, you know. So that's what my ghetto economics, kind of, you know, what that song is based on.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be right back right here at UGSForLife.com. Whenever a minor or militia go down, don't go nowhere.
Hey, mister! I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker.
We're mass communicating.
I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. I'm addicted to alcohol and I'm hooked on crime. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. Government products. Ghetto economics, it ain't never easy being a convicted felon. Now I'm back on the grind, split your head like a melon. I'm on top of my game, boy, cause I have to. I'm a grown ass man, baby girl. Have you seen me lately? I ain't missed you, baby. Got a brand new girlfriend driving me crazy. I'm a go getter, watch it get better with a capital letter and a fully loaded Beretta. A trendsetter, is that the life that you live in? Remember, life ain't nothing but money and women. Somehow my brain don't understand how to feel. I'm insane, so I got. Gotta pop a lot of pills for the pain. All I wanna do is maintain. You can blame it on my stresses, but never forget my name. Number one, low down west coast. New game, new era, new level. And I'm your host, I light them up like a bandit. Try to understand it. Whatever you want from me, you can't have it. Now I'm headed right back to the cuckoo's nest. I'm gonna mess around with that girl in the moo-moo dress. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. I'm addicted to alcohol and I'm hooked on crime. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. Ghetto economics, put some music on. I'm headed up the driveway, I'm in the zone. About to jump on the highway, and there she was. She was looking even cuter. Come home with me, girl, unleash the barracuda. I'm a real good fella, dipped in vanilla with a little caramel. I burst in the center, I'm a bad boy, girl. What the hell did you expect? It's all bad. When I can't get no respect, don't tell me what to do, girl. I'm a grown ass man with a grown ass brain and some grown ass hands. I'm at the end of my rope, ready to slap somebody. I got dice to roll. Gotta make that money in my low. Laying low for the popo, I'm loco. Puto don't act like you don't know. I hear them sirens, I think it's time to leave. Understand in my mind I'm playing make-believe. Antidepressants and antipsychotics. I'm addicted to alcohol and I'm hooked on crime. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. Government products, ghetto economics. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. I'm addicted to alcohol and I'm hooked on crime. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. Government products, ghetto economics. Now things have changed. I live and I learn, I'm a role model. It shouldn't be about me. Out there making a killing, I'm gonna take my meds cause it saved my life. Underground for so long, now I'm finally seeing the light. I'm different now, I took all the classes, went to meetings so haters could kiss my ass. I'm in a holding cell, downtown again. Gotta stay in touch with my imaginary friends. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. I'm addicted to alcohol and I'm hooked on crime. I'm taking antidepressants and antipsychotics. Give them the products, ghetto economics.
What did the devil give you for yourself?
When it's coming to pay this deal, get that real good.
Oh, son, for that you traded your everlasting soul?
Well, I wouldn't use it.
Born to raise hell!
Antipsychotics. That's a pill that keeps you from killing people, I imagine. I got depressed during that, man. I was just fucking, because that's pretty much about my life, I think, man. No, but hell of a song. You keep it authentic. You're giving the people your pain and your struggle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's something you've always done. You're one of the artists that, you know what I'm saying, you're not afraid to give the fans who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Versus
open book.
A pipe dream and a fairy tale. You know?
Yeah, real song.
But, this album, where can they get Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda comes out tomorrow, or actually, what, tomorrow, Ben, right? Tomorrow on the actual release day, Amazon, iTunes, you know, anywhere. Anywhere you get it online, Spotify.
Yeah, definitely. You guys gotta go out and get that. Now, I'm old school, man. I gotta have a physical copy, man. Please tell me you're gonna be
pressing. Yeah, that's for sure. We're gonna press them up in next month. January, we're gonna have the money. We're gonna press them up. So,
I already knew you was gonna do that because, you know what I'm
saying. Yeah, the hard copies is where it's at, man.
Your success, or you know. I mean, it's different, you know. MP3 is cool, it's easy, it's accessible, but there ain't nothing like a CD. Looking at the inserts
and covers
and all that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
How many CDs have you put out over the years? Their official tally on that?
I think it's about 130 of ones that I've been part of, that lowdown a part of. But as far as put out
that's
myself,
crazy.
But it's not the three that we so.
That's crazy. That's like South Park Coalition in Houston. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys got so many members. You know, now, what about Cash and Darkroom, like Sir Dino? And do you still chop it up with them guys at all? Or?
Yeah, well, Sir Dino, you know, he's a speaker now. So I hit him up on Facebook a couple times and we chopped it up and stuff, but yeah, I haven't seen them in person for a long time, but you know what I mean, everything, me and him were always good. We ended on good terms, so
yeah, he's a preacher. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta interview that cat too, because you know, his life story is amazing all in itself.
Yes sir.
He definitely had a lot of potential and he was making a lot of moves. But he's not rapping at all no more, huh?
No, I haven't heard him doing it. I guess he's doing gospel rap, but I haven't heard anything that he's put out or anything. But yeah, you're right, though. His story is kind of crazy. You know, his name was big, too, so if he would have kept rapping, I mean...
Right.
A lot of you guys, man, have incredible stories that could be movies, that could be documentaries or books. Do you have anything that in the works for yourself? Like a book or something, or a documentary?
I think it's well breaking up, but where it
was breaking up.
Yeah, breaking up a little bit.
My bad. Is that better?
Yeah, you're good now.
What was I saying? I'm fucking cheating, man. What the hell?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good, man. I don't even remember what happened yesterday. But, I think, what did I say, Mac? I don't even remember what the fuck I said.
You was asking about plans on the Booker. Did he have anything like that going on?
Oh, yeah. That's part of my life story. Yeah,
Booker,
I would love to, but I feel like I ain't done yet, you know. I'm accomplished, but I feel like I haven't done it yet. I'm not there yet, you know.
Oh, shit, you've done, I mean, you got to think about it. You know, that Guinness alone, okay, that's cool as shit, too, but just you be able to organize all these cats together, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, that's a lot, because, you know, there's a lot of, as far as, you know, hood, you know what I mean, even if they're set, you know, there's, you know, like, he's a West Side blood, you know, and Droop, he's a North Side blood, and, you know, Wino, he's a North Side Crip, and to be able to bring all these people in the studio and just have any problems in it, you know what I mean? It's just that's how we grew, you know what I mean? It meant a lot to me to be able to do that, you know, and be able to bring towns and certain parts of the city together, you know?
People that might kill each other or beat the shit out of each other, you got them to come together on peaceful terms and make timeless music.
Right.
You know, that alone is a story.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel it. Even like the timeless part. Like, I love making them, you know, with my songs. We're like, you know, it's kind of 7 years ago, paid for the download. So, to me, that mesh.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got to check out the album. You know, we're giving them a couple samples tonight. I'm going to give them the La La song before we get out of here, too. Which is a crazy track. The production on that is just fucking insane. Are there any plans for another Lowdown album?
Yeah, Lowdown is the shit,
man. Oh, you guys got plans to do another album?
I finished up with two tracks.
Yeah, ain't never you there.
Yeah, I'm here. My phone breaking up again?
Yeah.
Somebody's pointing an LRAD at you and throwing off the signal or something. But, so you got some tracks done. Now, what about, like, another Minority Militia?
Obviously, that's a project they got.
But if anybody can do it, it's you.
Yeah, man, I'd like to do that for sure, you know what I mean? There's people sending me some tracks from even out of other countries now, you know what I mean? Like, where I can make it local, you know what I mean? I can make those stuff. I think that I can shoot for 300 artists on a quadruple CD. I don't know, that's crazy, but I can do it.
Something that nobody's ever even thought of doing.
And if I do 300, no one will ever make that.
No. They can't touch 100, 124, 125. There ain't no way they're gonna fuck with 300.
I think that'll
set home forever.
That would set exactly. That would set it where no one would ever touch that ever. You know.
No, hell no.
Plus,
man,
it'd be fun putting it together. You know, I always remember putting together the last one was always awesome because I had so many different artists and just different. It was the hard part was the recording because you know there's so many different voices and different levels and, you know, the mixing and all that stuff. But it was fun doing it, you know what I mean, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, man, I hate to have to master that whole project. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, the mastering isn't bad. It's the mixing, you know what I mean? The mixing.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Sit down and, you know. I remember on your album, Show No Mercy, you sampled fucking Eye of the Tiger. I mean, that shit was cold as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Was that something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, like that. I was talking about this to my best friend the other day. I was talking about Show No Mercy album, and I was like, yeah, most of those beats, I was just ones that I've always wanted to rap on, or, you know, like, I never got a chance to do. So, you know, whether other people liked it or not, that's just something I wanted to do. Where as far as coming to the Al-Qaeda album, every beat on here I chose by what other people like. Like, I would just play the beat while people are around. And I told my business partner, I said, do you like this beat? I go, do you think this beat will still be good in 10 years? Or will this beat still be bumping in 5 years? And so that's how I based every beat on this album. Because I wanted to make it so I wanted to have a good beat. Every song had to have a good beat. You know what I mean? And something that doesn't scream at you, but, you know, something that you want to play in, you know?
Yeah.
something you want to play at a barbecue or something.
You could play. This is the type of album you could just put in, press play, smoke something, and just going. Just keep going.
Right. I'm not yelling at anybody or, you know what I mean? I always liked, you know, where you could just put it in there and just play it. You know what I mean? And I felt like my Life of Crime album was too long. Like me personally, when I would play it, when I got to like the 14th or the 15th track, I was like, I probably should have cut it right there. So on this album, you know, we always try to fill up the CD with every minute we can. But on this one, I just wanted to make sure I had a good solid 14, 13 songs. You know what I mean? I think it was like 54 minutes or something.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a full-length album, no doubt. So,
right.
I mean,
right.
You know, and this is, 2015. Why not 14, 13, or 12? What made you decide to say, you know what, I got to take a break for a minute?
Well, I had no choice. I was in jail, and then I was going through rehab, and then going through a child protective services case, and just going through a lot of crap. And then, you know, I think when it came to the Life of Crime album, I had some problems with my distribution company, so it was like a big letdown. You know, like what happens in the music business, we get a lot of letdowns. That was so it was kind of like, you know, I'm not saying that's why I started doing dope, but I just kind of went downhill from there, and then, you know, jail and rehab, and then finally got out and clean, and I think I was maybe 2 years clean, and I was like, you know what, I didn't do all this for nothing. I still have it in me, you know what I mean?
Of course, and congratulations, man. Getting clean is a huge task in itself, because many don't ever get that chance to get clean. You know that
right.
as well as I do.
Right.
You know,
right,
people
right.
have died. You know what I'm saying? I think we've all of us on the phone probably had people that have died from that shit.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Tragedy. Yeah, you know, really.
It is. You know.
You know, so salute to you for that, man.
And
you were able to get in the lab and you know, sober and all this, and all this motivation. You put out one hell of a record. In your eyes, where does this album rank, you know what I'm saying, with Life of Crime and Show No Mercy and your other projects?
Out of the water. I'm trying to make this somewhere. It's got a lot of controversy, too. I don't know if you listen to Bloodstains, but even that song alone could bring indictments. You know what I mean? Without saying anymore. Like, just that one alone, because I feel like, how could I word this right? I feel like we would actually, like, if anything, I want to be the voice of the children. And if I get indictments, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that time. And I would be the voice of the children. I know it sounds grandiose, but that's where I'm pushing for this album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I could get Megan's Loft, you get Megan's Loft shut down for a day, imagine the publicity. You know, I just look at those kind of things. You know?
Shit, man. I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, you want to put out music that's going to make a difference at the end of the day, too. You know what I'm saying? Your talent
and that too.
For itself, but the reaction is also a good thing, too.
Right.
So I feel you on that, most definitely. Let's give them the La La song, man. Why don't you tell them about that one? You know, first of all, you ain't going to be indicted on anything if we play this, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
No, this one. No, number 12. Not the La La. La La 13.
The La La song is safe.
No,
the La La song is safe.
And
but
the other one, even if they do brought in diamonds, I'm willing. Actually, Jada, she was here, and I was told her to have a song, the La La song, and she was walking around, and she was all, la, or la, 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 la. And I don't know, so I kind of wanted to make it in a way they were like, it's still gangster, but, you know, I don't feel like talking unless I, like, you know, talk to my secretary, Lala. That's my life. It's a stupid concept, but just something I wanted to do. And then the beat, I always, me and Ben had made the beat, and I always wanted to rap it. I've had it for probably like 3 years, but finally dropped something to it.
Oh, that beat's crazy as hell. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the La La song. We'll be back. Chop it up. We'll never close out this interview. Hell of an interview, man. Real good to catch up with you. It's been a minute, man. Real glad that you're back out here putting out music. You know, because the people need this shit, never, especially now. You know.
Man, I appreciate that.
Here it
I
is.
I appreciate you guys giving
La La
me this outlet. You know,
It's there, man. Anytime, you know. So, anybody out there listening, you know, go to ugsforlife.com. We got this platform. You're independent artist, you know, saying you want to get your music heard. As long as you ain't on none of that swagget bullshit, you know, I'm saying we're not gonna have you on here rapping about your grandma's earrings and French tips and all that crap. But
beautiful.
Here's, without further ado, here's Never, the La La song off the new album, Al-Qaeda. Get that shit everywhere.
Thanks, y'all.
They always say to dream big, but I dream even bigger. There were nights we didn't eat, we had sleep for dinner. Yeah, I'm a thug, I ain't a scholar, I hustle for the dollar. You don't believe me? Speak to my secretary, Lala. I'm my home intruder, gotta keep it low-key, Zoot Suda. Veterano OG, for years I've been a bad man, father forgive me. Been in jail and had problems in every California city. Now I'm puffing on the blunt, sipping on some coffee, trying to get these dumb motherfuckers all up off of me. My nigga Ray Ray, coming to smoke me out on pay. Hey, we're deeper than your mama's for JJ. I got my bird up high and my pants down low. It all just depends on how far you wanna go. Here I come, listen to the fire I spit. Boy, you dumb, thinking I retired and shit. I'm an interstate felon on the move and traveling. Feds on the hunt, but guess what? I ain't having it. I'm a thug, I ain't a scholar. I hustle for the dollar. I'm plugging my ears, tell my secretary, Lala. Cigarettes and weed, not chopper. And a bottle of liquor is all I need. Leave you wondering who's this, but only time will tell. Straight ruthless, coming from the pits of hell. I'm an interstate felon on the move and traveling. Feds on the hunt, but guess what? I ain't having it. Slow down, your clown. I guess around, check out the sound. Pound for pound, I put it down. I make the shit you bump. Staying hard to kill. Hellraiser, tell me what's the deal? I'm a walking time bomb and filled with chemical agents. Music like napalm. I already done lost my patience. Keep on running your lip. I keep the thing on my hip. Understand we got what it takes to take what you got, you bitch. Already in your iPod, I saw the songs. Low down in Merced is my town home. In the state, selling on the move and traveling. Feds on the hunt, but guess what? I ain't having it. I'm a thug, I ain't a scholar. I hustle for the dollar. Got no time to holler. Go tell my secretary, Lala. Listen to my theory, Northern California Committee. Feel the misery, twice made history, but I can't let it get to me. I'm no celebrity, I'm halfway to hell, halfway to the penitentiary, trying to regain my focus. For long, I've been hopeless. I'm one bad decision away from being homeless. Now I'm living off bomb weed, smoking like a train. Mary Jane, she knows how to take away the pain. Yeah, I know that it probably sounds kind of funny. I got plenty of time to see time is money. Come around late at night, call me the creeper, sick on the mic. Don't worry about me, worry about the reaper. On them zones, rolling stone, leave me alone. There's a lot going on up in my dome, long gone. Mind blown, nobody's home. How long do you expect me to hold on? I'm an interstate felon on the move and traveling. Feds on the hunt, but guess what? I ain't having it. I'm a thug, I ain't a scholar. I hustle for the dollar. I'm pleading the fist to my secretary, Lala.
Man, if that ain't reason enough to get the album, from what we heard already tonight, I don't know what is. I think we're going to end this show with Bloodstains, if that's cool with you, Never.
Yes, sir.
Hell of a interview, hell of a show. It's glad to catch up with you.
Yeah, always, you know, man. I've got nothing left for you, my brother.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely good to hear this. A lot of guys putting out music again, and it's almost like an old Murder Dog, because you got Esham, he just dropped, K Reno just dropped, yourself, Gangster Nip dropped the album last year, he's about to drop another one this year. So it's
just dropped
like Gangster Nip, yeah. He dropped an album called The God of Horrorcore last year. Shit's dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's 2015, you know what I'm saying? Gangster Nip. You know,
yeah.
Who would have thought of that shit?
Yeah, bro.
You know, it's definitely, there, shit. You're a fan of music. I'll play a few seconds of one of his songs if you don't care.
Yeah, that's sick.
This is called The Landlord. I'll play the first verse of this for you. Check this out. This is off the album God of Horrorcore. Please submit.
It's your landlord. I see you late on your rent. You don't pay no money. You pay homage.
I own Horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage. I own Horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage.
I'm an aerodynamic, satanic, schizophrenic android. A maniac, mercenary, lunatic landlord. He don't play no games, don't be late on your rent, please. He won't put you out, cost you a leg for your late fees. Need a place to stay? I can give you his number. Slice your leg real thin like you slice cucumbers. Be on time and you can keep the peace. But it's death if you're delinquent on a 10-year lease. Who these niggas think they fucking with? They fucking with I am the guard of Horrorcore, nigga, do you wanna die? This is not a movie, put this is a blade. Wonder twin powers activate. I cut him for days. Long nail in the bed that I woke up on. No cotton in the pillowcases, broke up bones. Landlord knocking at the door, it don't make sense. Cause the people in the pillowcase was late on their rent.
Hey, I own Horrorcore. I bought this
house.
That's gross right there.
Yeah, 2015. I mean, what you're putting out is gross too. I mean, 2015. You guys ain't skipping a beat, man. You know what I'm saying? Just as good as 2000, if not better elevated. I mean, you heard that Nip shit right there. I mean, it's like, you know, why not get behind this substance and this real shit, you know what I'm saying, and push it? But you got too many of these motherfuckers pushing that skinny jean shit and all that dumb shit. Little B and all those weirdos. It's like, oh, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? So it's good.
Remember the convicts?
Remember
the convicts from back in the days? They still around?
Yeah. Who?
Remember the convicts? Yeah, South Park Psycho.
Big Mike is still around?
Yeah, Big Mike.
Yeah, he's still around. We had him on the show, and we just had a show at the Black Monks, but 3-2 wasn't on that show. But he's still around. He's still doing his thing. All those dudes. We did a Rap-A-Lot roundtable a couple years ago. We had just about everybody from the song Bring It On. Too Low was on there. You know, Free Too Low. He's locked up at the moment. Gangster Nip, Raheem, all them dudes, man. Too Much Trouble. You remember Too Much Trouble, don't you?
Yeah. That Landmark song, that was pretty sick right there.
Yeah. So it's good to see all these guys, you know what I'm saying, putting out music. What about the other cats in Merced? Is there anybody else coming out with any music?
I think Hurricane, he still wants to be DJ. You know, he never gave up rapping. He's still doing it. He's here at Modesto right now. You know, still trying. You know, I was hoping maybe this album could kind of, you know, get people pumped up again. Just, you know, try to open up the doors again, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think how we are. You know, like, we're sick of all this garbage that's out there on the radio. You know what I mean? We're, like, trying to keep rap alive, man.
Hey, you look at it like this. We're not dead yet. You know,
we're not.
If you guys make music, we got the platform. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep giving it to the people. Yo, we can resurrect that whole era, that whole fucking Murder Dog era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when that magazine was out and it was really at its prime, you know what I'm saying? It was making
cracking
a lot of cats was find good music. You know
right.
what I mean? That normally wouldn't find. I mean, cats in Chicago would see it and be like, man, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Valley of Death, you know what I'm saying? Lowdown, shit, I got to check this out, man. That cover's sick, you know what I'm saying? Or that review is sick or whatever. You got to check this shit out. And now there really isn't that. I mean, you got
there
social
ain't.
Media. You can
right.
connect with people that way. But, you know what I'm saying? There's really nowhere where you could just go and speak your piece.
You're
tell
right.
people
well,
how
I,
you're,
because... I think it's because, you know, I could have an iPhone and I could rap, do a rap right here on my iPhone and upload it to YouTube within 2 minutes. And that's why the game's so flooded. Anybody could do it, which is cool, but
yeah.
that's what makes everything so flooded, you know, or we don't have those outlets. Like you said, we don't have Murder Dog or we don't have those spots where we could connect to these other cities in Chicago or, you know. Or so this
yeah.
platform is awesome.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, let everybody know. You know, Droop, Wino.
Rap ain't ready to go away yet. I always feel like, hey, remember when breakdancing started to fizzle out? I was like, oh, I got sad. That's when I started to get pretty good. And it died, you know? I was like, I just don't want that to happen to rap. You know what I mean? Rap's just, you know, in my blood. It's, you know, it's my everything, you know? So.
It ain't going to happen. And you know what I'm saying? Because as long as cats like yourself, Sebo, and, you know, even motherfuckers like Redman, you know, putting
right.
out shit. The people that got those skills and the ability. Anything's better than that thing that's twerking on Baby Cash Money. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
I
don't even know what sex it is. But that hermaphrodite-looking thing is twerking on Baby. It's I can't believe I'm even saying that, you know, putting those words together. But it's true. You know, it's like, what the fuck? You know, what the hell happened to rap? You know? Because you got to think
yeah,
about it. It came for the streets. It was made for the streets. One of the most masculine fucking, you know, forms of expression, you know what I'm
yes,
saying,
sir.
For people to have. And these clowns are making a mockery out of it. That's what I
yeah.
don't like. And I don't you know what
I agree.
Saying? So,
like,
you know.
I always I think like that way where rap is from the streets. So, like, on this album, I tried to sell out as much as I could. But you know what? Being who I am and the seasoned rapper I am, I still have gangsta in everything I say. You know what I mean? Because that's all I know. So I try to I try to do a sellout song, but I still can't. You know what I mean? It's just hard for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's when you got real talent, real ability, it's hard to dumb yourself down. I've seen people do it successfully. I've seen very, very talented artists completely, you know, go along with what's going on right now, and it sounds horrible. It's like, whoa,
right.
is that really the same person that had all this incredible talent? Now you sound like you're in third grade. You're
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Auto-tuning and mumbling and, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like Wally, you know, made a song or something. You know, it's just fucking crazy. I can't
and
get
it's
with
sad
it at
because
all.
People are liking it. Some people, you know what I mean, people are liking that crap. And I'm like, wow, really? I guess, you
yeah.
know, it's not a new generation, I guess.
Well, and we talk about it a lot on the show. They just don't know. You know what I'm saying? They don't know anything other
right.
than that bullshit.
I guess you're right. That makes sense.
You know, and it's...
That's all they know. You're right, though. That makes a lot of sense. Growing up, that's all they heard. That's all they know. You're right.
Yeah, they don't know about Spice One and, you know,
right.
Dumping the bitches. They don't know none of that shit. And
right.
So I guess it's up to us to tell them how to kill
right.
people. You know,
yeah, you're
good.
Right though.
If you want to sell dope, yo, go get this Scarface record. It'll tell you, or go get this Master P joint where C Murder's telling you how to rock up rocks, shit
yeah.
in the kitchen. You know, but no, I mean,
yeah.
We had Dub C on the show, and we caught him off guard with it, and he's like, well, what would you rather have your son dressing in tight jeans, or with a gun on his waist. I think I said a gun. especially nowadays. You know. But I don't want my son running around and shit making him look like a girl. Fuck that. It is what it is. It's a whole new different era. We just got to try to maneuver in it somehow. I'm glad there's still, music being made by cats like yourself. And we look forward to it. If anybody wants
and
to
even
get you features and beats, man, what's the best way to get at you, Never?
Get me on Facebook, get my inbox.
Yeah.
Never low down, you'll find me on there.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? And get this album, you know what I'm saying? You said it's going to be everywhere when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 21st, yeah.
Shit, perfect timing, man, perfect timing. Perfect. And this show is just spontaneous, you know what I'm saying? I heard the album, I was like, man, I got to have a dude on the show. So I'm perfect timing. I hope anybody that's listening goes out and gets that album. Support real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Don't be buying that bullshit out there. Get this music right here. Shit, man. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, brother? And Never, you your call dropped. Never's call dropped. You know what I'm saying? That bad connection. You know, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's got an album coming out tomorrow called Al Qaeda. So don't get it twisted. It wasn't the feds, you know what I'm saying? Mac J is, he's actually, he's busy right now. I gotta get off into this Bulls game real quick. Never, if you're listening, there you go, there's Never right there. We thought the feds got you there for a minute, we were worried. Like, oh, no. But we're going to give him this Bloodstains, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this track?
Man, this is something that's been just a big part of my heart. You know what I mean? It's just, I probably dated a few females where were molested when they were younger. And it's just something that always touched me because, you know, I have 9 children, 6 daughters, and I worry about that stuff. So I pretty much made this song. Yeah, and then I look at it as like, you know, when you look at Craig, I mean, when you look at Megan Law and you look up.
Yeah, Never either. No, we lost Never again. Hell of an interview, man. Real good to have him on the show. We're going to get out for this song, Bloodstains. But, you know what I'm saying? I feel him, man. I feel him as a father myself because this is a sick world. You know, there's a lot of sick fucks out there. Again, make sure to go get that album, Al Qaeda. Go to UGSForLife.com. We're going to be doing a review of the album here in the next week. We just put up a review of JT Money's new album, Pimp and Gangster Party. That's up there right now, UGSForLife.com. But Never, you were just saying that this is a... about the Bloodstains.
Yeah, I don't know where it cut me off at. My phone sucks. But anyway, it's more like all this Megan's Law stuff, and I look at it as like, it's not okay. It shouldn't be okay for everybody to have these motherfuckers around, all our children, you know what I mean? It's not okay. So, you know, that's what Bloodstains is about.
No, I encourage, I have another show called The Church Reality, and we put the pedals on blast, and every city, you can look up the pedophiles in your area. And I always encourage people, look up them pedophiles. I know where all the ones are in my area. Matter of fact, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to do an imaginary line at 200 yards from a school or something. I counted, and he was like a foot or two out. What's that? I mean, come on. All he's got to do is walk over that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I know where all these motherfuckers live.
Right. Well, why are they even free? Is how I look at it. Okay. Those kind of charge out of that. It just makes no sense to me. You know, I mean, they shouldn't even be in our neighborhood. Period. But
anybody that targets kids, and historically, these motherfuckers they get a lot less time than first offense drug dealers. You know what I'm saying? A guy might get caught with a few rocks and he's getting 5 years. Meanwhile, this chomo is going to get 3 years, commuted down to 6 months. Then he's going to be put
probation.
Back on the
community. Yeah.
And if he's a fucking priest, he's just going to get moved to another church. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucking crazy.
You have that sick thought in your mind that you can mess with a child, and you're sick, bro. You're always going to be sick. You know what I mean? They're not going to change.
There's no cure for that. The only cure for that is
blood stains.
Usually had with lead and blood stains. Yeah. Blood stains. Here it is, man. Thanks again, Never, man. Real good chopping it up with you, man. I'll be talking to you real soon. Take care of yourself,
brother. Thank you again. Yep.
Feel like dying and still wanna live forever. Kill a child molester, put an X on their forehead, nigga. You'll feel better about yourself before you end your life. Or kill a few more when you feel what you're doing is right. Megan's Law is now the new Hitler's family business. You wanna serve your country, you should start with this. Tap in your zip code and look at all the chomos around you. Take them out one by one and throw them in the bayou. These sickos shouldn't even be allowed to walk this earth. You think you gangster? Why they scattered all over your turf? Boy, let's do this. Join the movement if you can be so kind. Here's the blueprints on how to release and free your mind. Now let's go. Follow the leader, cause I said so with my ghetto. Never one low down manifesto. Of the worst, everybody hates you. You barely do any time. We hope a big ass nigga rapes you. Take revenge is bittersweet. Keep the thing on my hip. We cleaning up these streets. We know the courts ain't doing shit. You remember the look on their face when you were violating their body. Stick to their stomach and then threaten not to tell anybody. Ain't no rehabilitation for a mind that's gone. They only do a little bit of time. My mind is blown. If you don't fuck with little kids, then you got nothing to worry. Voice of the children, vigilantes, feel my fury. It's a how-to guide to live forever, coming out to speakers. You gangster, soak up game, lace up your sneakers. It's like a game of chess, flip upside down. Nigga, say it with your chest, I'ma hunt you down. Lord, that was made in